Now, remember the good old days when shows like Beyond 2000 gave us the insight into what the future would look like? Well, flying cars, robots with human emotions, or maybe even an orange-coloured president, the future used to look so different. Paul Towner, also known as Presser, also known as the drummer from Girling, also known as Dead Galaxy, has been spending the last 5 years putting together collages from books and mags from the 60s through the 90s. To create 100 album covers that will blow your futuristic mind. As part of Brainwashed, an exhibition of 100 albums of the future, I'm pleased to say I'm joined by Presser himself.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for coming down to 2SER.
Yeah. It's been a crazy week setting up, but not even the 5 years that it took to do this. It's like the last line of getting it all organized and set up. And
well, we're just a couple of days away from this exhibition. It sounds like 5 years is a long time to be working on something. Let's go back to find out why you did this. This is a vinyl records, of course, a big part of the experience. You always find gems, vinyl gems when you're searching through, record shops and all that sort of stuff. Was that sort of an inspiration? What was the inspiration for the exhibition in the whole?
I guess it comes from a few concepts. The first, I guess, was when we were back in the Girling days, we went to William Bowden's mastering studio. And he had these books with like classic album covers, and they're all LP-sized books. That was a memory, a long time ago. But it always stuck in my head, just sitting there mastering records and how long it, took to master a record. And you kind of get a bit bored, so you just flick through these books. That was one side of it all.
Yeah.
And then this concept after, the last three exhibitions, this one came up purely over a friend of mine, Stoltzy, that wanted the album cover for his band Vegan Mosquitoes. So I did, it took a couple of weeks or whatever, and I came up to the pub and gave it to him and said, is this cool? Is this good enough?
Yeah.
And we joked over a couple of beers, go, how about you do 100 of them? Do like a...
that's a joke. You're having a few beers.
Yeah, album cover the future. And we just kind of, stupidly joked about it, but it worked. The idea was really good idea at the time, but I stuck to it, and 5 years later it was complete. And then friends and family and all that pushed me to actually get the exhibit happening, which is one thing. But then the other idea was also with the book in the background, not wanting to do prints of each piece, was how about we just put them all in a book? And then, so I talked to my friend Mackie, and he was working with Cool Accidents. So we did all that, and they got on board, and they put a book, published a book. And
nice.
So, over a drunken
conversation.
The universe aligned itself, and it actually made it all happen with, friends and family and stupid ideas.
So I'm right in thinking you actually created some colours for Girling back in the day, right?
Yeah, Darren, myself.
You and Darren. And using collage, can you tell us how it works, how you create them?
Yeah, we just go through old books, magazines, comics, brochures, anything.
Where do you get all this stuff from? Like, where are you getting it?
Go op shopping, secondhand stores. There's boxes in the street sometimes that you just have a look in.
Cool.
It's kind of, it's like digging for vinyl to an extent, like old secondhand stuff. You just look for stuff. You might find one image out of one book that you can relate to or you can reimagine using.
Yeah.
So it's about, buy the book and hopefully you can use more than just the one image out of it. But yeah, it's a lot of searching.
Was it like a predominant sort of publication that you got a lot of images from, do you remember, or...?
It's all totally random.
Okay.
Encyclopedias from France, just one-off comics that, some Christian brochure thing, it's so random, it's not funny, it's a junklet of all stuff, and then I hand cut out and stick down all the pieces. And
so it's all by hand, of course, your hand, creating 100 covers. That's a lot of, you must get scissor cramp from
It's tiring. And then there's the whole fear of actually cutting into the image and wearing it when you're cutting it. So
sure. So this whole term, retro-futuristic, which is, it's a really weird term, and I love the idea because it's obviously what people thought of the future would be back in the day. And did you ever look at these pictures and think, well, they got it completely wrong? Or some of these pictures you look at and go, hey, they sort of knew what they were talking about.
There's elements of all that. It's the recirculation of old images, from, and especially the 80s, I guess, from my childhood, is somewhat memories or thoughts or old things that just stick in my head. And, you know, Rubik's Cube's one thing, for instance, that features in a lot of my artworks because it's just part of my childhood. But it's just... I tried never to get anything beyond the end of the 80s because it's not really relevant to me. And even the paper changed stock gloss and stuff.
Yeah, it's that matte sort of drawings in the magazines and all that sort of...
old, you know, and, nice. You know, the beauty of it is that it's old stuff that it's probably been sitting in a secondhand bookshop for 20 years. And it's a resurrection of these images to put in a whole new thing.
Now, are these album covers, which I guess...
So.
are they actually, you know, have you envisaging bands that may use these covers?
Yeah, and weirdly enough, you know, obviously the first one was an album cover. And then during the process of the last 5 years, bands have come up to me and asked, you know, what am I doing? Can I see some artwork? We want an album cover. So there's probably about three, you know, there's...
Actual ones, yeah.
Halo with Another Way did one, The Faults EP... did one. My friend Gentle Force did a meditation record, which features one of the pieces. And
cool.
It's strangely enough, the future kind of met itself at some point. And the rest, they're all there to be album covers if anyone wants them. That's the other thing.
So is that a concept? Like, do you think people might look at this exhibition, like a band or a musician, and look at it one and go, that would be perfect for our album? Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, if they want,
Anyone out there who's interested in album art, come and have a look. For you, obviously drumming back in the day with Girling and being musical and then transitioning to art, do you still balance the two? Do you still drum? Do you get into the music scene at all?
No, I've taken a sidestep. Like, I work in the music industry as a day job. I haven't played a drums in a very long time. You know, I think the last time was last Christmas at my nephew's drum kit. I had a hit up and probably annoyed the neighbours a bit. But, I just play a bit of guitar and a bit of sampling and stuff, but I don't ever see it becoming any more than bedroom kind of songs or whatever.
Yeah. You've moved on to something else, and that's always good. Well, it starts on Friday, Tiny Taylor Gallery, 10 Bartley Street, Chippendale. I walk past it all the time. It's really just a little house, and obviously you've converted it into a gallery, and you've got your artwork 100 up in one small area. That will be amazing to see how you've done it. So get on down. It goes for a week. It starts on Friday. It goes from Friday the 18th until Saturday the 26th of November. And like I say, Bartley Street, Chippendale. We'll put some links to it on the website after this as well. But cool. Good luck with it. You'll be there as well, so people can get on down and say good day, have a chat.
Yeah, I'll be there. Probably not all the time, but I'll be there as much as I can.
You could have a toilet break and go to have lunch.
Yeah, totally. Then, But there's, you know, the Cool Accidents books available as well with all the artwork in one book, and they look fantastic.
And they're on sale at the exhibition as well?
Yeah, online eventually, but right now, at the gallery.
Fantastic. All right, jump on, have a look at it. It's going to be amazing. It's called Brainwashed, an exhibition of 100 album covers of the future. Presser, thanks so much for coming down.
Thanks for having me.